It's this valley of Jezreel is dripping with truths that tell us that Gideon is symbolizing God's people in this final battle. And he blows a trumpet under the Spirit of the Lord. A trumpet in Bible prophecy is a warning message. And his family, Abiezer, comes to him, and they go out and they gather the rest of his larger family, Manasseh, together. And notice, please, that Manasseh is set apart from the three other tribes that come, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali. Now, we demonstrated a biblical principle in our first presentation that upon the testimony of two or three, a thing shall be established in Bible prophecy. And if this is the first tape or the first couple tapes you've listened to that we've presented, then you're probably not familiar with the study that we do that is a very important study in Bible prophecy. It's called the prophetic pattern. And in the prophetic pattern, we show that there is a numerical combination in Bible prophecy that illustrates the three angels' message followed by the fourth. We call it the 3-1 combination. When you find in Bible prophecy a combination of three followed by one, one followed by three, in the setting of an illustration of the end of the world, then you can rest assured that it's identifying the three angels' message to be followed by the fourth angel's message. And this is what is being illustrated here in verse 35. We see Manasseh set apart from Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. And brothers and sisters, you have to ask yourself, why was it simply those three tribes that came and joined Manasseh? Why wasn't it just two tribes? Why wasn't it four or five tribes? It was three and one because this pattern of three and one needed to be retained for the prophetic truth that it contained. Now, if you're not familiar with this study, you can get this study from us, but let me quickly refer you to some of these examples in the Bible so maybe you can see our point. In passages that deal with the end of the world, invariably you'll see a 3-1 combination illustrated. Sister White several times is the test of Nebuchadnezzar's image. Symbolizes the Sunday law test. You see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go into the fiery furnace, and then a fourth appears, a 3-1 combination. If you ever wondered why Daniel wasn't there? He would have thrown off the combination. Noah and his three sons go into the ark, 3-1 combination. Jesus tells us, the Bible tells us, that the days of Noah symbolize the end of the world. We're told that the days of Sodom and Gomorrah symbolize the end of the world. Abraham received three visions.